Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London. The South Sudan civil war erupted in 2013 as rebels took up arms against the government. A peace agreement signed 2 years later broke down and the conflict spread. Fighting has continued despite another ceasefire deal signed last month. It has taken a devastating human toll. Researchers say the war has led to nearly 400,000 deaths, with around half of those attributable directly to violence, mostly adult males.
We were surprised at the extent of violence, so at the proportion of deaths that were actually due to people getting killed. I think this places South Sudan more broadly on par with the likes of Syria and Iraq, as opposed to other sub-Saharan African conflicts that we've seen in the past.
The analysis led by Professor Keki was funded by the United States Institute of Peace. Researchers used census projections to estimate population figures alongside mortality data from household surveys. They also captured data on various predictors of mortality, such as conflict intensity, displacement, and food security. A statistical model was then used to estimate the death toll attributable to the war, covering not only violent deaths, but also those caused by a lack of healthcare, food shortages, or disease, the indirect consequences of the conflict.
They have actually been shown in many different armed conflicts to be sometimes the majority of deaths attributable to the crisis.
The researchers say their findings underscore the urgency of resolving the conflict. They also hope the analysis can inform the humanitarian response in South Sudan, one of the largest worldwide. Its total funding requirement in 2018 is $1.7 billion, still only half funded, according to the United Nations.
I'm hoping that by putting fairly concrete, objective, hopefully scientifically credible numbers around some crude metric of the level of suffering and impact that these crises have on people, we're actually going to be able to influence that broad global commitment to humanitarian financing.
Keki now hopes to apply the statistical technique to other African conflicts, starting with Nigeria and the war against Boko Haram Islamist militants. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.